Well, hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English is going to improve today. Yesterday, we started a very interesting lesson called roller derby. Now, we learned that roller derby is a tough sport for tough girls. Today, we're going to continue this lesson. And what are we going to talk about in particular? I'm glad you asked. We're going to learn about the ups and downs, strapping on the helmet yourself, and lots of words and phrases that we think are very useful for you to know. Okay, so open up your magazine. Let's get started on this very exciting lesson. Here we go.
Roller derby. Ups and downs. Modern roller derby is actually in the sport's second era, having initially started all the way back in the 1930s as an endurance race. Crowd enjoyment of skater collision gave birth to the sport, though it was originally played on an angled track. The sport died out from the 70s to the 90s, despite attempts at revival through television and twists, such as figure-eight tracks and alligator pits. Instead, it was the simple convenience of a flat track that brought roller derby back in the early 2000s.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 第一个重点，我们看 collision 这个名词。Collision 是指碰撞或相撞。例如 ，the head-on collision between the two trains caused many casualties. 这起两列火车相撞的意外造成了许多的伤亡。或者是 the motorcyclist was in a collision with the bus. 这名摩托车其实和一台巴士相撞。Collision 也指利益或者是意见的冲突。例如 ,there's a serious collision of opinions on our team. 我们的团队有严重的意见冲突。继续我们看的是 revival 这个不可数名词。RE 这个字首有再一次的意思。VIV 这个字根有生活或生命的意思。所以 revival 是指重振、再起或者是再度流行。例如 ,the rise in housing prices is one of the signs of the economic revival.房价的提升是经济复苏的迹象之一，或者是 recently there has been a revival of music of the 60s. 最近60年代的音乐又有流行起来的迹象。
Hey Gabe, I'll race you.
I made it to my spot.
Well, that's only because your spot is closer.
Yeah, well, friends, here we are again, continuing to learn about roller derby and of course,We're learning about the ups and downs today. Let's take a look at that phrase. Rebecca, when you think of ups and downs, what do you think of?
Well, let me demonstrate. I think of up, and then I think of down. Up and down, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, that is true. Yes, you can go up and you can go down. And I think that if you're playing roller derby...You might be going up some inclines, and maybe you will fall down, because it is a rough and exciting sport. But is that all that up and down means, the ups and downs?
No, no, of course not. In our lesson, when we're talking about ups and downs, or just ups and downs in life in general, this just means that sometimes you experience something good,but then sometimes you experience something bad. Like, for example...In any friendship, there are definitely going to be ups and downs. Sometimes you're experiencing something wonderful together, but sometimes you might have an argument or there might be something bad.
Exactly. Or maybe different periods of life, right? Like for junior high, many people, it was a period of ups and downs. Or my time at university, my experiences. I experienced a lot of ups and downs. Some people might call it...An emotional roller coaster, when one day you're really happy, and the next day you're really sad, and then happy again, and sad. An emotional roller coaster Everyone experiences ups and downs.
Exactly. So it isn't a matter of avoiding those ups and downs because they're going to happen, but rather it's learning how to deal with that emotional roller coaster ride.
Now, I think that in our lesson, the ups and downs is maybe talking about how roller derby was popular for a period of time, and then it died out. That's the down. But now it's coming back, another up. Let's read on here. Modern roller derby is actually in the sport's second era, having initially started all the way back in the 1930s as an endurance race. And what else do we know? Or what else can we see here?
Well, crowd enjoyment of skater collision gave birth to the sport, though it was originally played on an angled track. Now, in this sentence, I really like that phrase, to give birth to. Oftentimes, when I think of this phrase, I think of a mother giving birth to a child.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think that that's what most people think of, or not just a human, but animals, of course, give birth to their children, their babies as well. But here in our lesson, it's talking about giving birth to an idea or a sport or an invention. Okay, so you can give birth to these different things. For example, the popularity of smartphones gave birth to smartphone covers. Now, those are really popular as well.
That's right. Or you could also say, Alfred's extraordinary experience in South Africa gave birth to his latest novel. That is, his time in South Africa is what gave him ideas for his newest book.
All right, so there are several ways you could use this phrase. Think of another way. Well, the guys in the info cloud have more to share about this phrase to give birth to. So let's join them now.
I think so.
When talking about giving birth, the word that is most often used is born, B-O-R-N.
Right. This is the past tense and past participle of bear, meaning to give birth to. For example, women bear babies. Now comes the tricky part. Born, B-O-R-N, is used only in the passive when referring to birth. For example, I was born in America. Ken was born in Taipei. If you ever use the active form, then you must use another past participle, born, B-O-R-N-E. As in, she has borne 5 children. But this is not used very frequently.
No, it's not. Now, the most common way to express giving birth to a baby is to say someone had a baby. Did you hear Jennifer had another baby last week?
And what about future tense, you may ask? Well, you can say a couple of things. When is she going to have her baby? Or when is she due? We call the time the baby is expected to be born the due date. So we can say, what is her due date?
生小孩我们都知道要用 born 这个字。Born 是 bear 的过去分词。所以 bear 用在人身上就表示生小孩。She is of childbearing age. 她到了生小孩的年纪了。要注意的是 born 只能用被动语态。I was born in Taipei. 如果要用主动语态呢，我们可以用 have. 比如说 ,she is going to have a baby. 如果是要用过去式 ,she had a baby, 她生了一个孩子。我们也可以用 due, D-U-E 这个字。它这个字有着预定到达的意思。比如说 ,when is the baby due? 婴儿的预产期是什么时候？这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. So remember, when someone is about to have a baby, you can ask the question, when is she going to give birth? That's a great phrase to practice, so why don't you practice it? Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, the sport being roller derby, died out from the 70s to the 90s, despite attempts at revival through television and twists. Let's pause for a moment and talk about this phrase, to die out. This just means that something becomes less common and then finally stops existing.
So here we're talking about the downs of roller derby. I was really happy when we were talking about giving birth to this wonderful sport. And here we're talking about it dying out. Well, friends, of course, other things can die out as well. Dinosaurs died out years ago, right? They became extinct. That is one meaning of the phrase, to die out.
You know, Gabe, I kind of wish mosquitoes would die out.
Oh, man,
I really do. Those little bugs are so annoying sometimes. They bite you and then you have these sores on you. I wish sometimes that they would just die out.
Those little buggers, yes, they are kind of annoying. Well, other things can die out as well, not just living things like dinosaurs and mosquitoes. Of course, some people think that many minor languages around the world are dying out because more people are just learning major languages like English and Chinese. And so the minor languages are dying out.
Great example, Gabe.
I know.
Or you can also say, at one time, people ate at home all the time. But now this tradition seems to have died out a little bit. People seem to be eating at restaurants more than eating at home.
Oh, good. I like that example. So a tradition can die out as well. Maybe people did something for hundreds or even thousands of years. But now they're not doing it anymore. It has died out. The tradition has died out.
That's right. Well, here in our lesson, we are talking about roller derby and how it died out from the 70s to the 90s, despite attempts at revival through television and twists such as figure eight tracks. Hey, Gabe,
yes?
I'm going to do a figure eight.
Okay,
ready?
Do a figure eight. That is creating a figure eight with the way that she skates. And yes, there are figure eight tracks. They're not just round tracks. They look like a figure eight.
I did it.
Good, Rebecca. You're making me a little bit dizzy. We do have more to learn about roller derby right after this.
Okay,
so
ready?
Stay tuned.
Here goes. One more time. Okay, Gabe, I'm going to practice my figure eights.
Okay.
Here goes.
Well, friends, we are continuing to learn about roller derby, this exciting sport that began in the 1930s. And people enjoyed watching it on an angled track.
Whee.
But then what's sad is that it died out between the 70s and 90s. People tried to revive it, adding things like figure eight tracks and alligator pits. Rebecca, stop it!
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm doing figure eights.
Well,
I have to practice my figure eights, Gabe.
Okay,
one more time.
Stop doing figure eights, or else.
Yeah. Or
I'm going to send you to the alligator pit.
Oh no! Not the alligator pit.
Oh yes, the alligator pit.
Oh no! No!
Friends.
Not the alligator pit.
Good. Now it's time for us to continue with our lesson. Peace and quiet.
Roller derby. Strapping on the helmet yourself. So, what does it take to put together your own game of roller derby? First, you'll need 10 of you to make 2 teams of 5, as well as a smooth track with dimensions of 23 meters by 33 meters. Then, you'll naturally need skates and the necessary safety gear, including a helmet and protective pads. Also, every roller derby girl needs a terrifying nickname, like Miss Murder, to make opponents shudder. Finally, you need the passion and energy to keep your game of roller derby going through all the sport's dramatic ups and downs.
Alright, 继续我们看 strap 这个动词。strap 我们学过当它当名词是指皮带或者是带子。例如 a watch strap 是指表带。但是 strap 在今天是当动词，意思是只用带子绑起来或捆。因为它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词再加上受词。而且它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 加上 ed 或 ing。例如 the driver strapped the suitcases onto the top of his car. 这位司机用绳子把行李箱绑在车顶上。最后我们看的是 shudder 这个动词， shudder 是指打颤或者是发抖。例如 the kid shuddered with cold because he had been waiting outside the house for hours. 这个孩子因为在屋外等了好几个小时，所以冷得发抖。或者是 Patricia began to shudder just before she went on stage. Patricia 要上台之前开始发抖。Shudder 也可以当名词，例如 The breakout of the disease in a small town sent a shudder through nearby cities. 这个小镇疾病的爆发让邻近城镇都心惊胆战。And now let's get back to the teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, Rebecca, I have a little surprise for you. Can you guess what it is?
I think it's a hat.
How did you know? It's a special kind of hat that you can use for roller derby.
Let me think. A helmet!
Yes.
A helmet!
Yes!
You got me a helmet,
Rebecca,
babe?
Because you are a jammer, and so you need a nice helmet with this beautiful star that I put on there. See, it's very cool. Here, let me help you put that on.
Oh, thank you so much, Gabe. This is awesome.
I know. This way, your head will be protected. See, when I drum on your head, it doesn't hurt.
No, not really. Well, anyway, Gabe, thank you for the helmet. And actually, in our lesson, we're talking about strapping on the helmet yourself.And here we read, so what does it take to put together your own game of roller derby? Now, yesterday I mentioned, Gabe, that I joined a roller derby team.
Yes.
But now I want to put together my own team. So what does it take? That's a great question.
What does it take? Yes, you see this phrase here in our lesson. That means what do you need to do to accomplish something?This is a very useful phrase to know in everyday language. What does it take to do something? For example, maybe you're trying to babysit a small child. What does it take to put an energetic baby to sleep? He just wants to play and cry and laugh. What does it take to put him to sleep?
That's a great question, Gabe. But today we're talking about what does it take to put together your own game of roller derby. Mm-hmm. First, you'll need...10 of you, so 10 of me, to make teams of 5, as well as a smooth track with dimensions of 23 meters by 33 meters. A track. That's what we need.
Okay, so that's what it takes to create your own team of roller derby, or your own game of roller derby. Okay, so teams of 5, that means 5 people each. And we see this picture here. These people are having fun.Doing some roller derby on this track. So this is what it takes.
That's right. It doesn't sound too difficult, does it? Oh, my helmet likes to fall off, though.
Oh.
But it's okay. Yeah, it's okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Great. Then you'll naturally need skates. Oh, good. Great, thank you. Skates and the necessary safety gear, including a helmet and protective pads.Now, let's talk about this word naturally. This just means as you would expect.
That's right. Needless to say. All right, so naturally, you'll need skates and the necessary safety gear. So everyone would automatically think, oh, I need skates, and I need to protect myself with safety gear. Well, you can use that word naturally in other ways. If you're going to play soccer, you'll naturally need a soccer ball.
And if you're going to go swimming...Naturally, your hair is going to get wet. And if you're going to, play roller derby, naturally, you'll need skates and the necessary safety gear.
That's right. If you're going to have an interview, naturally, you will want to look your best, right? Needless to say, of course you want to look your best. That's how you use this word, naturally. Naturally, you need the necessary safety gear, including a helmet and protective pads. Rebecca, you have the helmet with the star on it, because you're a jammer, and the protective pads. Very good.
Exactly. So I think I'm ready to play. Also, every roller derby girl needs a terrifying name, like Miss Murder, to make opponents shudder.
Rebecca.
Yes.
You need a terrifying name. Rebecca just sounds too nice.
You're right, it does.
Is there a terrifying name that you can have?
What about Mischief?
Mischief. Ooh, that's kind of a fun name anyway.
I like Mischief.
Okay.
And of course, finally, you need the passion and energy to keep your game of roller derby going through all the sport's dramatic ups and downs.
All right, well, friends... We've enjoyed learning about roller derby, and now it's time for us to review with a review skit. We'll see you after the editor's summary.
Yes, we
go, Rebecca, go! Miss Mischief!
It's not fair! When it comes to sports, boys have all the fun. Football, hockey, rugby, those games are rough and exciting.
Obviously, you haven't heard of roller derby.
Roller derby? What's that?
It's a rough and exciting sport. It's played on roller skates.
Roller skates?
Mm-hmm. And it's just for girls.
Just for girls?
Yeah. There are 5 girls on a team. A pivot, 3 blockers, and a jammer.
So, what do they do?
Well, the teams skate around making laps. And when gameplay begins, the pivots from both teams start off.
Wow.
They have striped helmets.
And then?
Well, they're followed by the blockers.
And then?
After the pivots and the blockers have advanced, oh, about 30 feet, then the jammers burst forward.
Wow, that does sound rough and exciting.
Yeah, they fight through the pack. There's collisions all the time. It's great.
Yeah. So, how do the teams score?
Well, basically, a team gets a point every time their jammer passes an opponent.
Hey, what does it take to put together a team?
Well, you need players, a smooth track, skates, and safety gear.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, passion and energy, and a terrifying name.
Cool. How about Terminator? Or Crash or Killer Godzilla?
Killer Godzilla!
Today we find that roller derby actually started back in the 1930s and was an endurance race on an angled track. The sport kind of died out from the 70s and through the 90s, even though there were some attempts to revive it in different ways, like through TV or figure eight tracks or alligator pits. The flat track is actually what worked and brought the sport back in the early 2000s. So, what do you need if you want a team? Well, you need 10 of you all together to make 2 teams of 5. You need a smooth track, skates, safety gear like a helmet and protective pads, and a terrifying name. I like Mad Linda. And of course, you need passion and energy. So, let's go roller derbying, ladies.
Wow, roller derby really is an exciting sport. Rebecca, I think you need to be careful when you're out there.
Gabe, I don't have to be careful. I'm a tough girl. See ya.
Oh, well, be careful. Thank you for joining us, friends, and we'll see you next time for more right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.